Welcome back to Season 2 of Cowboy Cartel, the podcast that delves into all things hats, boots, and everything Western related. We're truly grateful for the continued support from American Hat Company and Joby's Hats. American Hat Company, proud to be an American, proud to wear an American. American Hat is the official hat of Cowboy Cartel. And if you're looking for the perfect fit, look no further than Joby's Hats, our official hat shaper. Visit them in Fort Worth, Texas, or check them out online at jobyshats.com. But that's not all. We have some exciting news for all you Cowboy Cartel fans. Don't forget to check out our brand new American-made t-shirt line, available now at cowboycartelgroup.com. And for those hat enthusiasts, we've got some fantastic hat patches to add a touch of style to your favorite lid. So, grab your hats, put on your boots, and let's dive into another thrilling episode of Cowboy Cartel, the podcast, where we explore the captivating world of all things hats, boots, and Western culture.
Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a great weekend. We were traveling all week. We just got back yesterday, so I haven't had a weekend yet, but we're still here to talk to you guys. The reason we started a little bit late today was Connor had to work, and so I know Connor. He's always late, but he's here now, and we can go ahead and start. So,
is this your way of maintaining the ADHD? Is just to replace me?
Well, you weren't here, and I figured
not enough ADHD. Let's get this out of here.
I didn't figure anybody would know the difference.
Let's put the real ADHD in its place.
Connor.
Yes.
Welcome.
Howdy, howdy.
I was just telling these guys. Well, you were a minute ago.
I was a minute ago, but I was also a lot more white than I am too.
Okay, so I see some boxes on our faces. That's because we're trying to go 4K on this, and camera settings were just added today, if you can tell. So I thought I fixed that, but evidently not. So every time is just a little bit better, we hope.
That's the goal. That is the entire purpose.
So, last week we were in Houston and San Antonio. Actually, I didn't even introduce Connor. I did, but your doppelganger was here. So, this is Connor, and I'm Joe, and we're here to answer hat questions and group questions and whatever questions.
Hi, my name's Connor, and I have a problem. It's called ADHD. Buckle up.
Well, we have rope right there still, and just in case, I didn't put it away. Anyway, so we were in San Antonio. No, actually, we were in San Antonio last week, but we were in Houston first. We were in Houston, and we went to the hat store. Man, that place is so cool. Have you ever been to the hat store?
I have not. I've heard good things. I've just never had the experience yet.
Well,
I do my best to avoid Houston in general.
Houston's crazy. Like, it's some of the most ridiculous driving in Texas, and that's saying a lot.
It doesn't matter where you're going in Houston, it's going to take you an hour.
At least an hour. And at like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. But anyway, so I went to the hat store. We did a 4.5-inch brim, 10-11, and we went way old school with it, with the double mule kick, basically Fort Worth crease. Is that Fort Worth?
I've never really had experience with the Fort Worth crease.
We're going to go with that. It's a Fort Worth crease. And Connor suggested I did a punchy brim, my traditional brim, but rounded in the front.
I wouldn't really call it punchy, but...
All right. Well, this is what...
I mean,
this is what I heard you say I should do.
That's retro. I like that. Okay. That suits. If you're going to go with that crown, yep, that brim suits it.
So,
to me.
What do you think of that, man?
I like the shape.
I do too. It's really cool. It's really wide.
Well, yeah, because the sides are so relaxed.
Yes.
That's how you can really tell that it's a 4.5-inch brim.
Yeah.
Whereas when you have them brought in and up,
I should have wore a 4.5. I should have wore my chocolate today, 4.5-inch brim. So
that's what I did.
Yeah. But so I really like it. I think it's cool. I've only got to wear it one time so far, but we are going to.
Will it stop any from wearing it right now?
Well, it was 62 degrees in Fort Worth today, so it's belt season.
It's 46 when I left the house.
Do we have anyone in the chat yet? I got so much going on here. I rely on Ledana and Connor.
I haven't seen anything pop up. Oh, there are.
To read the chat for me.
There are words.
Let's see. And you know what, guys? So we are live on YouTube, I hope, this time. And once we get the once we get everything dialed in the way we want to, we're going to be live on Instagram, TikTok. JP? Jay, what's going on, buddy? And Elso, we missed you last week.
Yeah, where were you last week, Junior? Come on.
And who else?
You're slacking.
Abdiel. Well, thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for watching.
Give him funny names to pronounce. He's really not good at that.
Oh, you should. We played this game in Mexico. Pronounce these things, and it's quite interesting. Anyway, the hat store. This place is everything I want a hat store to be. I was really surprised at all the cool stuff they had. So they carry Bigger, they carry American, they carry Atwood, they carry, I think they carry Stetson, but very limited. They carry Resistol, but that's very limited too. They have their own brand, which is Rodeo Bum. And that is going to be just a standard off-the-shelf hat, basically, with their branding on it. But they also have their Rodeo Bum Custom, which is fantastic. It's 100X to 1000X. And, man, it is finished. Just amazing. They're doing that in-house in Houston. So I was impressed. It's a pretty cool hat. That thing, they will put on their 1000X a Clint Orms buckle on it, buckle set. And that's like a $2,000 buckle set. $1,800, $2,000. I think it's got a sapphire in it. I should have taken pictures of that. I was looking at it and it's pretty sick. Mm. And these guys, they could take this buckle set off my American 500X. Mm-hmm. They could put it on any kind of leather band you want. They've got Pararacu. They've got Lizard, Cayman. Anything you could think of, anything you could make a boot out of, they can make a hat band on it, out of it.
Makes sense.
And they sew it on to the hat. They do ribbons. Like, these guys are full-on hat store.
Top notch.
Yeah. And I was really impressed. They've got a lady who's been there like 20 years, does all the ribbons and stuff. The distressing that they do, it's pretty good. And they'll draw on the hat. And like, they've also got, you guys might have to wait for the video to come out, but it's...
You're making me want to go. I've never been.
I was kind of sad that all I did was get a hat shaped because, like, all the extra stuff they have is really cool.
Just noticed something on the video.
What's going on in the video? Is it very late? Is it laggy?
No.
Oh, your see-through?
I don't know what color it is.
Yeah, it's green.
I thought it was yellow.
So we're gonna have to call Joby and get him to change his... Get him to change his logo.
Well, color. On this video, it just looks like I'm heartless.
Hey, did you see...
Brainless and heartless.
I don't know if these guys saw it. In the intro video, I'm going to try to pull up a picture of it. In the intro video, I made a shirt. I don't know if you guys saw it. What their lead time is. I would give him a call. Dylan's the manager out there. Blaine shaped my hat. And man, that guy, that kid is good. Like, it has to be raw talent, because I feel like he said, and I asked him, like, he's been doing this for a year. Mm-hmm. And like he's just, he's very good. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm always nervous when I go someplace, especially if I haven't seen them actually shape in person.
That's entirely understandable. I feel like that's going to be the general consensus for anyone that makes a habit of getting hats.
Well, you get jaded when you see, you know, poor shapers. And I'm not saying I videoed any poor shapers. I'm just saying there are a lot of shapers out there who need some work. And so this guy, when, you know, he's been doing it a year, really, professionally. Before that, you know, he's been shaping his own hats and stuff. But professionally, like, I did not expect the level of proficiency that I got.
Think about it. It's a hat store. That's not just a little mom and pop shop. That's a well-known store. So, I mean, you have to have great teachers on hand.
Right.
If you're going to, even if they're just starting out, they have some of the best right there showing them how to do it, you know, the right way, you know, things like that. It's not just as simple as, well, let's just put this guy up here, see what happens. No, a store like that doesn't just let anybody shape. There again, that's speculation. I don't know the store. I've never been to the store. That's just what the thought process I would kind of follow on.
Oh, Dylan says he's got, you know, he gets applications all the time for people who want to shape there. So, you know, they can be selective. They have.
I mean, everybody. Well, I say everybody. I use that as a loose term. Who wouldn't want to know how to shape a hat? I mean, the customers I have all day long, every day, I hear the same thing. I wish I knew how to do that. I wish I could do that.
I get stuff like that in messages all the time. I'm trying to pull up this. Hang on a second. You talk. Let me see this here.
Talking.
Yes, you talk. You're really good at this, Connor.
I talk for a living all day long, but I usually have somebody to bounce something off of or somebody to bully.
Okay.
Here's the best I can do to bully him is call him Papaw when he breaks out the glasses, but the glasses aren't here.
I left them in the car. The monitor is far enough away that I can kind of see it, but my contacts are getting a little squishy. So can you see that?
I can see it on screen.
What do you think of that, man? I think we're going to make that a t-shirt.
I mean,
it needs some tweaking, but that's the idea I have. So I've already asked Joby because his logo's on it, and he's cool with it. So if we get the okay from American, we're probably going to make that happen.
Hey, at least if we do that shirt, if enough people see it, they'll actually know how to spell my name. So yes. I'll take it just for that alone.
So let us know. What do you guys think? Should we make this t-shirt?
See, now it just looks like I'm up here talking to myself.
Okay. We got rid of it. But so anyway, I've been thinking about that all week. I was like, man, I should really make that. Cause we used it as a thumbnail, that picture. And I thought that's a really cool picture. And in one of them, your head's down like this. And so, you know, I haven't decided which photo to use yet, but that's kind of like where I'm starting.
I mean, I'll pose for another one.
You don't have to, man. Those they were so good.
Hashtag make the shirt.
Hashtag make the shirt. Okay.
I just work here.
Hey, Joby.
Well, he said he was going to tune in. He said as I was leaving work, he said, I'm going to be watching.
Joby, you like that shirt, man?
Can I wear that one to work, Joby?
What's the question?
$30. If you buy a open crown from someone else, you can bring it to us. We'll shape it. That's not a problem. We don't mind doing that. But we charge $30 for it because the store doesn't make money off of that. That goes to us as hat shapers. So that money comes to us so we can make some money since the store is not making any.
You shouldn't tell them that. It should be $30 plus tip.
I try to be fair.
Blaine, what's going on, buddy? We were just talking about you.
I was trying to be fair about that. I mean, think about it. How many? I don't know. That's why I'm saying this. I'm not bashing anyone when I say it. Nobody get their panties in a wad. But a lot of stores. I wonder how many stores actually let the hat shapers keep the tip money that they get, or the reshape money, or if it just stays with the store.
So
I just wonder about that. I've heard a couple of stores. I'm not going to name any names. I've heard of a couple stores that reshape money goes to the store. It doesn't go to the hat shapers.
That's kind of, yeah, that's, I don't know. That's not good.
Like I say, I'm not going to name any names. It's not my place.
So I know there's a couple of ways to do the tips where, like, you guys all share your tips, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
There's that. And then there's everybody keeps their own tips.
Yeah. If you hand me a 20, that's mine. It's not right. Anybody else's.
Right. So, you know, I've heard big name people, you know, kind of talk to the aspects of both. So,
I mean, obviously it just depends on the store you go to. Now,
it's working out for you.
I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for myself. I do. I mean, I drive 100 miles each way every day in a truck that gets 12 miles to the gallon to go to work. Obviously, I get paid by the hour. I'm not making as much as you guys think. I'm doing okay. But most of the money we make in the store comes from tips. That's where most of my money comes from.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I understand that. That's great.
That's why you'll see us put on as good of a show as we do. You know, whether we're, you know, joking around with customers, talking, you know, being interesting, or me, I tend to bully my customers a little bit and I'll call them out.
Hey guys, just a real quick, want to let you know, if you're watching over on YouTube, we are, we started this on Facebook and we're just now transitioning to YouTube. So we are not, are we watching the comments on YouTube too? Okay. They can't comment. So I screwed that up.
Way to go, Joe.
I mean, we're lucky I got it to work. We're lucky
like
there's
your first
a video
day.
Well, I mean, this is the first day.
Come on, Papaw, figure it out.
This is the first time we've actually streamed on YouTube. So give us a break. We'll get it figured out. There's a lot to this. And the more we add to it, the kind of crazier it gets.
And all of that is his problem.
Huh? Yeah, head on over to Facebook.
It's all his problem, not mine. I just get to sit here and make stupid jokes.
Yeah.
He has to figure out all the technology stuff. It's great.
Oh, my God.
I love my job here.
It's, you know, so, there's a lot going into
this. Look, his blood pressure just went up about 3 points.
There's a lot going into this. And, I mean, we spent quite a bit of money getting this thing going and looking right and kind of sounding right. And, like, we want to provide a good experience for everybody.
Well, that's the point.
And, I don't know, maybe I got OCD because when...
Oh, you do. You absolutely do. Trying to set things up with him... like trying to teach math to a puppy.
Look, there's this box around your face right now that is just driving me crazy. The camera should not be doing
that. I can't see it. It doesn't bother me.
Okay. See, it's just, I'm going to lose my mind over this camera.
Well, here, watch the screen. Watch what happens now. When I look at the camera, it pops up.
Well, stop looking. Well, I don't even know if it's broadcasting in 4K. I know we're filming in 4K, Nick, so let us know if it looks good.
If it's not, it's operator error.
It's definitely operator error. I have no idea what I'm doing. But we're getting there. I mean, it looks a lot better this week than it did last week, and hopefully it sounds good.
Last week looked kind of rough. Last week was a little rough.
Do you know what I did?
No. What are you? Really?
Well, I've been gone. I've been gone for a week. I doubled the internet speed. So we got a gig of internet now because I just wanted to make sure we had
enough.
Unlike
the rest of y'all, I do not understand what that means.
It's really fast. It's really fast. So internet...
Your internet has ADHD. Cool.
Internet is not our problem anymore. It's the computer is not our problem anymore. Now it's just the little crap. So... I mean, I could put his doppelganger back. It was pretty good.
How to make me look better?
Okay. Dylan says, let's see that 10-11.
The 10-11.
If I'd quit hitting the table, that'd be better.
Dylan, did you miss it? We talked about it. It was the first thing we talked about.
And pay attention, Dylan.
So it was the first thing we talked about. We talked about the hat store. You're going to have to go back and watch the recorded version when it comes up, because we talked about the hat, and I was showing Connor, and Connor says it's not punchy, but it's retro, and so that's what I'm going for anyway.
Well, when I think of punchy, I'm thinking, I'm not necessarily going to say high and tight.
Yeah.
But punchy is a little higher.
Yeah.
Or at least where I am, and it's a little more V'd in the back than that. That's really open and laid out and relaxed. When I think of punchy, I'm thinking of,
I don't know. I dig it. So hopefully the video quality is good enough that you guys will be able to see now. I know last week it was kind of rough. Last couple weeks you couldn't tell if I was wearing a silver belly or what you were wearing. I'm wearing my 500X steel today, and it is just a cattleman with a cattleman brim, about 7 inches wide.
Yeah, that's a 7. I'm just wearing a little rinky-dink 20X chocolate, you know, 4.5-inch brim.
I love the chocolate, though.
Kojo brick, and then about a 9-inch wide JB on the brim.
You know, speaking of JB,
that's a very loose term.
What do you think about this? I'm going to go get a 4-inch Bangora, and I want you to shape it exactly like JB Mooney's right here on the stream. Show everybody. Or maybe we do a full video on it.
But why a Bangora, though? Why the worst hat to shape on video?
Well, because you don't look at the group. Everybody wants to know, what hat is this? When they post a picture of JB wearing an American Bangora, and they're, what hat is this? What shape is that?
So, they win.
So it's a super popular photo, and everybody wants to know about it.
Say when.
So, yeah. So maybe we do this. I don't know if we do it live on stream when we get the new steamer, or if
send it. Yeah, live. We'll do it live.
All right. We'll do it live. So I will get a, I'll get a Bangora on the way, and I want a 10. No, I don't want a 10. I want a 5042. So I got to do some videos. But that Bangora, I think that would be a huge hit because everybody wants to know about that hat.
You want it in a 4-inch?
I don't, but that's what JB wears. So if we're going to duplicate his hat,
fair.
We do it exactly. And like, he's wearing a 4-inch brim, and that sucker looks huge.
Well, he's not a big man.
Let me see if I can pull up a picture of that.
Real quick. Think about it. The man smokes like a freight train.
Yeah.
He
lost probably a couple inches with that broken neck recently.
Yeah, but he still has the cool factor there just because broke his neck, walks outside, sits on a park bench, and proceeds to light up a cigarette and tell the EMTs he just broke his neck. Answer.
Clayton Evans, how hard are the pulley ropes to shake?
If you have a proper steamer, they're not too bad to shape, but they are not forgiving. And unless you take your time and pay a lot of attention to what you're doing and use a lot of steam, you are not going to get the smooth lines like you might see on this hat right here. It's going to be rough lines. It's not going to be a pretty shape. Those are more function over form.
And they...
Same with a Bangora in that matter.
They pop out. Or
a Bangora.
So I love shaping a Bangora. It is a little rough on the hands, but I don't know. When I worked at Cavender's, I think I shaped enough Bangora excuse me, to get really good at it. And so, I mean, I like it. They are forgiving, I think, because you can overdo it and you're not going to kill that hat.
No. Same with the poly rope. They're, when I say they're not forgiving, I mean in the sense of making them actually really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the really smooth finished lines that you'll get in something like this.
I don't think a Bangora is pretty. It's tough. Again,
they're function over form. Bangora and poly rope are function over form any day of the week.
Yeah.
Those are hats that are going to take a beating. They're like a Timex. Take a licking and keep on ticking. Whereas these, not as much. They're still good hats, but they're just not going to take the abuse that
there's a Bangora there.
A poly or a Bangora would.
So I can't find that picture. It was posted a couple weeks ago, and then I saw somebody asking about it again. But so that picture. My wife got her 50-50 brim reshaped recently. We were at Best Hat doing some stuff, and she got her brim reshaped, and now she loves it. What? There was something I was going to say about Best. Well, I'll think about it. You keep talking. I'm still looking for this.
If you give me a there topic, I can run.
So that's a 4-inch brim. So, I mean, it looks big, right? It looks wide. It doesn't look like a small hat. So I'm curious to see what a 4-inch brim shaped like that would look like on me. I don't like a 4-inch brim. I've had one before, and it's just way too small. But it's a good thing to show everybody, you know, who wants to see how it's done. And
I'm going to show them how it's done on that part of it.
What? So, I mean, you know, I can't really wear a minik anyway. It's just, I mean, well, maybe you can work your magic. Can you make that thing long oval even with a minik in it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Make it fit me? Okay. All right.
Answer.
Which straw is most resistant to sweat? Question from a heavy sweater.
I would say Bangor or Poly rope.
Bangor or Poly, yeah. They're thicker. They're a thicker hat.
Bangor is, I mean, I don't even know what they've got on them, but they are like, I don't even know what they're made out of, but they feel super tough compared to everything else. And then the Poly rope is glued, so it's...
It's an extra
like
barrier.
You're not going to get through that very easily. I'm sure you will.
Eventually. Oh, you will. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it is a straw hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like that. So yes, you will sweat through them eventually. You will sweat through this faster.
Yeah. You know, and I've really wanted the 1022 or 1011 for a long time. I don't know why I haven't. I think because, you know, there's not really anything spectacular about them, but man, they're such a classic look.
I can't see you as much in a 1022 as I can a 1011.
Yeah, well,
just because the 1022 has that yellow tint to it.
I didn't think so either, but in person, I mean, maybe seeing it so often, I just kind of got used to it. And talking about me, not you. It's the color of this patch.
just leave it alone.
So I wanted to talk about. Yes.
A question.
Okay, we got answers. Maybe.
Danielito Jimenez asks, "What is the normal height for a Cattleman crown?"
So that kind of varies on how low you want the hat to sit and how high the crown is.
A hand-shaped Cattleman on a standard 6-inch crown, the lowest you can get it. And when I'm saying height, I'm referring to the center valley. The lowest I can get the center point of this valley is between 4.25 and 4.5. The reason for that, when you go below that, instead of it tapering this way, that hat is going to begin to taper straight this way. It's going to begin to have a reverse taper to it. The hat will no longer look good. Now, a pressed cattleman will always be lower than a hand-shaped. That's a given. But a hand-shaped cattleman, the lowest I would go is about 4.5. And even then, at that point, a lot of the times you're going to have to raise up the center like this because that hat, the center crease, is going to be pushing down on their head.
Yeah,
now, standard height, I'd say... 5 usually. Most of my cattlemen's on my hats, I have them sitting from base to the center of that valley is about 5 inches.
I think I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure I was when I was doing mine were taller than 5. But
well, that's been, I also do mine. I do a little more of a wide cattleman, kind of a peanut cattleman instead of the traditional pressed style.
Yeah, and so I have a wide cattleman that's domed, and it's really cool. It's the evergreen. I like that. I tried to do that with a couple straws. You did one for me, and then I have another one that's done like that. But man, Emilio Emilio did that hat for me, and he's got a technique, and I'm trying to, every time I see somebody else do it, I try to remember how Emilio did it. And I think what he does is he gets that center crease and then puts the dome in it before the side creases. So
when you're talking dome, what are you referring to?
So a cattleman, wide cattleman that's raised up in the center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're talking this year then.
Yeah. Just like that. So, he's got that down. The way he does it, I really like it. So do you know anybody over at Catalina Hatters?
I do not. I know the store, yeah. But no, sir, I do not know anyone. I don't know anyone in any of the stores, if I'm being honest. The only one I know is really, I know a couple of guys from Heads or Tails, and I know Emilio from when he's come to the factory. Other than that, not really anyone.
So I got a message today asking, you know, when I was going to Catalina Hatters, and really, there's so many hat stores out there, and you know, we have to build relationships with these stores. I can't just show up and be like, hey, we're here to do a video. So if you own an American dealer and you want us to come out, give us a call, shoot us an email, send me a message, anything. You know, that's kind of how this process starts. Get in touch, we start talking, you know, we come out for a visit, and then we set up, you know, a video. Spread the word. Yeah, so if you have a hat store close to you, it's an American dealer, they got good shapers, they got good stock. That's another thing, because when we go someplace and we do a video, if the place doesn't have any stock, you know, when the video comes out, people are going to call them. And if, you know, if they can't, you know, meet the demand,
the order.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense for us to do a video there, because it's just going to really hurt them. So yeah, let us know. Or, you know, let you know, your local Western store know. Give us a call. And, you know, we can always just go do a quick video. We don't have to do a
store tour, yeah, and everything.
Yeah, we don't have to do a hat shaping. So.
Clint Evans asks, what's the most unique American straw?
Unique? Oh, what is that?
Are you talking about the red one? I know. We're gonna get you eye transplants, man. That way, I can talk about colors and.
Bear with me. Hang on.
I can pull it up. I like the 5100. I think it's pretty unique. I love that color. I don't think they have any other gray hats.
That one.
Is that the one my wife has? 60 something.
I don't think that's the number. But that one, that's the, when I think of unique, that's the one I think of. He'll pull it up. Don't worry. For all of you wondering what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm looking. Nope, I don't want the catalog. I want.
But yeah, that straws. One there is the one I think of when I think of unique.
I haven't figured out how to share my screen to show them yet. So I'm just going to have to tell them the number. And it's going to be the, and if you can go to American Hat Company website, and just click on straws and you scroll down through the numbers, it's going to be 60 or 5610.
That one.
Or the 5600.
Yeah.
Either one of those are the ones he's talking about, the unique ones. I like the 5100. I think it's kind of a cool shape or shape design. The 2030, the 2010, those are crazy. I don't know.
Like I say, when I think unique, I'm thinking of that one just because of all the colors that are in it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them I like. There's
yeah,
a lot of
talking them. About unique. Special.
That's the 2010, I think, the red one. Yeah, the 2010 and 2030 red. I mean, there were a ton of those at Best Hat the other day, which I was surprised. So if you're looking...
They made a lot of them at the factory because I guess they thought they would be popular, and they didn't get as popular as...
Well, there were a ton of them at the factory when we were there 3 or 4 weeks ago, and Best Hat now has a ton of them. So if you're looking for a red American hat, Best Hat has a... crap ton of them. Actually, I don't know how many they got. They had at least two racks full of them. Blue? They had a blue one?
They had the red, the blue, the black, and then
the red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue. The red, white,
America.
And blue. Yeah. I think that's the 2030. So there's that. So how's work this weekend, man? Is it busy?
Busy. There was a line with six of us shaping, and Joby up there quite a bit too. Line all day long.
So we're getting pretty close to the grand opening of the new store?
I believe so. We're getting things in, getting things organized.
So
I do not have any details on it. Don't ask.
Joby's Hats and American Hat Company are the two biggest supporters of this channel and me personally and what I'm doing. So we really appreciate them.
This up here?
Yeah, and this. So Joby's opening a new store here in Fort Worth. We are going to be there for the grand opening. We're going to check it out. We're probably going to do some lives there. Are you going to be there for the grand opening? Do you know what's going on yet?
Am I going to be there, Joby?
No, not allowed.
I just work here.
Not allowed.
I mean, it would be cool if he'd shut down the main store for it, but at the same time, I don't see that happening. Just from a business standpoint, that wouldn't make a lot of sense to shut down one location to open up another. So,
it'd be
cool to be there. That'd be kind of cool to see that. But at the end of the day, boss man will tell me what he wants me to do.
True enough. So I know last week we said we were going to do a giveaway of the shirt. And man, it's just been so busy trying to get the internet fixed so that we didn't have problems like we did last week. And, then we were traveling and we actually went from Houston to San Antonio and back here. And so it was a rough week. And then I spent all day today working on getting the stream ready. So we are going to do a giveaway. I will announce it this week on Instagram and Facebook. My Instagram, my Facebook, Cowboy Cartel. So follow for that. We're going to do something with a t-shirt, probably maybe two t-shirts, maybe a woman's t-shirt and a men's t-shirt and something else maybe. So like and subscribe. Yeah, we may do it like we did the American Hat Company giveaway last year where, you know, you like and subscribe and all that crap and you get extra ins and outs because we've got some more giveaways coming up that we need to actually get proficient with that software again. So Connor, what I'm thinking is we're doing this every Sunday, basically.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of May, we're probably going on vacation, so we're going to be gone for at least one of those lives. But
do not leave it to me to do it.
It'll be all on Connor.
Not going to happen.
And I will leave you Leroy over there, and you can put one of my... Huh? Leroy. And you can put one of my hats on him. He doesn't like the 50-50.
I mean, in all fairness, I have a 2-hour drive. I can set that camera up on a dash and
but
the problem is if I'm trying to read the comments while going down the road, that's not gonna end well.
That's at least 4 weeks away, so you got plenty of time to
it's not gonna happen.
You got plenty of time to get comfortable with it, with the idea. So we'll get him in. He'll be fine.
Dude.
You'll be fine.
I struggle to exist. It's all right. And you want me to manage something and put...
You'll be fine.
Yep. Answer. Let's change the subject before I...
Clay Evans asks, what's the big difference in sisal versus everything else?
It's thinner. Much thinner material, lighter.
It's reflective almost, too. It's kind of... Yeah?
You're not wrong.
It's got like a sheen to it. It's pretty cool.
It's a very thin material, very lightweight material, but also durable.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I don't have one, but the more I see it, it's a cool, you know, if it was shaped right, like if it had the right shape in it, it would be really cool. No?
Is that, never mind, I'll be nice.
You don't like my shape?
Papaw got to have his cattleman.
Well, I don't know.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. Stop looking at my hats. What?
I just noticed something. That's all.
All right.
And no, I'm not going to tell you about it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I
not until we're off stream, then I'll tell you all about it. I screw you and your blood pressure.
Okay, all right. I guess Connor's going to be doing some work tonight.
No, no, I am not. I'm off the clock, sir.
That's all right. We've got to go. We got to go see Joby this week. Anyway,
be sure to see him on Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
Huh?
Why Tuesday? Because you're off.
Because I'm off.
We're going to be there Wednesday.
He is flying out this week, actually.
All right.
He will be out of town Tuesday through Thursday, if I remember correctly.
All right.
So you're not going to see Joby this week?
No.
Sorry.
So he's, it seems like every time.
He's a busy man.
We're out of town, he's there. And when he's out of town, we're here. So.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, it's just we've got busy schedules right now. So.
Oh, next question.
Yeah. What's the question?
Abdiel Castillas. I don't know if they can hear me, but question for Connor. Ever had a rude customer when shaping a hat? Maybe you want to repeat the question.
Have I ever had a rude customer when shaping a hat? Let me explain something right quick. For those that don't know, Joby's Hats, this company, is in La Gran Plaza in Fort Worth, Texas.
Are you saying Mexicans are rude?
You shut up and wait your turn. La Gran Plaza, if you can't tell by the name, is a predominantly Hispanic mall. That's what it is. That's what it's known for. Okay. I am the only white guy, I'm pretty sure, that's employed by that mall. So
now you're calling them racist too?
I told you to shut up, wait your turn. I'm getting there, sir. I got ADHD.
Move it,
things
move it along.
Take time.
Move it along.
Bite me. I am the one of the only white people in that mall. Now, that being said, I am used to people when they come into the store and look up to the hat bar doing a double take, going, hmm. You know, that's fine. But occasionally, yes, I will have that customer that will come up. And I've seen it from all different colors. Don't think I'm talking about one. I've seen it from a bunch of different people. They'll come up and they'll say, they'll just have that look on their faces. I don't want this guy doing my hat. And I've had people tell my coworkers, I do not want him doing my hat. So I've had rude customers, yes. Maybe it's because of who I am as a person. When I have somebody that's being rude to me, I usually just smile at them more to make them mad at that point. Because if you're going to be rude to me when I'm trying to help you or do whatever I can to make you happy, I'm going to make fun of you and then smile at you just because I know it's going to irritate you. Is that proper? Probably not. But it works.
Okay.
Because if somebody's mad, nothing makes them more mad than smiling.
Was somebody rude to you today? Like, he's all been out of shape. He's all kinds of been out of shape.
No, right. No one's ever rude to me.
All right. So
maybe it happens.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
Maybe
people are rude.
It doesn't matter what your profession is. You're going to deal with rude people.
You know, I've found that, and I say this all the time, Texans are the nicest people on the planet until you get on the highway with them. I mean, then they just lose their mind. But other than that, Texans are the most, you know, for the most part, are the nicest people you meet. I've rarely met somebody and not gotten along with them.
I don't know. When I was in Michigan in February, they were real nice up there.
I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, and if I'm cold, I'm going to be mean. So what's your point, sir?
I don't know. Houston, man, it was hot. It was hot.
Hot and humid.
And it was humid. It was like 70 degrees and 90% humidity at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Take a shower on Monday. Friday, still not dry.
It really was. Like, I would be in the hotel.
It was sticky.
And it was, you know, the air conditioner's going and like, yeah, it's sticky. I forgot how much I dislike.
Why do you think I avoid Houston?
Yeah. So.
Pass. Hard pass. It's nothing against the people. It's nothing against anything else. But the weather is not my forte.
I think we're going to the beach for vacation, and I'm not looking forward to it.
What beach are you going to?
Probably Pensacola.
Why are you not looking forward to it? Because you can't wear your hat?
I'll be wearing a hat.
Wear your 500.
No, I'll probably be wearing a 50-40.
You ain't got a hair on your backside if you don't wear that 500 down there to the beach just to show people how strong and durable it is.
All right, which one? Silver belly? Let's do the silver belly. All right, we'll do the silver belly.
No, you want something that's going to show the sand.
What?
The steel.
He's going
to faint. No. We'll figure something out. But I was stationed in Pensacola for over a year. And that's where I went to A school and the Navy. And I loved it, but it was humid and I got used to it. Now I'm not used to it. What?
Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to say it. I'm just thinking of jokes. That's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm being nice.
All right.
I'm trying to keep the ADHD wrangled.
Well, you're doing a good job. We didn't have to tie you up today. So I didn't have time to do an outline for the show. So we're winging it. We're winging it. And I got nothing unless you guys got questions. I got nothing left. So
asking about if anyone knows who sells the embroidered American.
The nobody sells. No one sells them. No one sells American patches.
Oh.
The old school patches.
No,
the American patches. The old school American patches. Not these. The embroidered American patches.
Okay. I know what you mean. So just American hat. The one that says American hat.
There we go. They're not talking about shirts or anything.
So, like Chobie's hats.
We have them. We do not sell them.
I'm getting there. Let me finish a thought.
No.
Joby's hats, Double R Hat House, both have or had patches. I know Joby still does. I don't know about Emilio and down at Double R. But if you request it after you buy an American hat, they will include one of those patches. Yes. But that's the only way you're getting them, as far as I know. Unless you can, wrangle one up somewhere. Any more?
This is just when I irritate people and tell them I have an old envelope full of them.
Says we get rid of customers every once in a while. I don't think necessarily think it's because you're white. Some customers are just hard to please.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. Customers are just hard to please, and most of the time, it's legitimately nothing to do with the fact that I'm a different color, a different race. That honestly has nothing to do with it. I have had one or two customers in my today marks.
It's because
1 year
you
of me
don't
being
speak English or. Spanish. It's because you don't speak Spanish.
No, and it's not even that. It's just they want to, like you said, I guess technically yes, because they want to.
Congratulations on your 1 year anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, today marks 1 year of me being with Joby. And
congrats.
If we're talking about, if we're going to go down that race hole there, it's.
Race hole.
Shut up. I've had maybe two customers in an entire year, working 6 days a week, two customers in an entire year that actually, it was legitimately to do with the fact that it was race. Other than that, it's most of the time it's they can't quite explain it where I will be able to understand it, or they see one of the other guys shape it and they like his style better, or it's just a customer having a bad day. And
look, I have lived in Mexico. I'm married to a Mexican. I don't really know any Mexicans who are going to be racist against white people. Like I have not experienced that in almost 10 years.
No. Hispanic people are some of the most laid back people.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about working at Joby's is I can make jokes. I can have fun with my customers and they don't ever take anything to heart. They know it's all jokes and they're all having fun. So that's one thing I enjoy about working there.
Yeah.
Joby says congrats on your 1 year anniversary.
It's Connor. Me.
Oh.
Me.
Connor's 1 year. Were you not? Do you not watch the videos?
God, do you not pay attention? It's almost like you're sitting 8 feet from us.
Today is Connor's 1 year anniversary at Joby's Hats.
Connor, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. No.
We owe you a cake.
Okay, get on it.
I like cake. But no, I kept making a joke all day. Look, I've made it 1 year and Joby hasn't fired me yet.
I mean,
I was about to make a joke, but I'm trying to be. Right. I try to control my thoughts and words and not speak certain things.
JP asks, what model Bangora is the 4-inch brim? I think all I've seen are the 650, which is the 4.25 brim.
675 and 650, and you can
657 and 650.
So I said 675. I'm dyslexic, so.
Excuses.
That's exactly what I'm going to say when you say you're colorblind next time.
Exactly.
Muck and four on. so 657.
This is why we have structure, y'all.
And 650.
Yes.
I think you can get them both in 4-inch. You can get them as short as you want. We saw this week at the hat store, they carry 3-inch brim Bangoras.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Bangoras in a 4.5 as well.
Yeah. Well, which one comes in a 4.5? I think one of them comes in a 4.5, the other one doesn't. And what's the difference between the 657 and 650? Because there is a texture difference.
It's been so long since I've actually had them side by side to tell the difference between the raw bodies and the finished bodies and everything.
Like one is smooth and the other one is really rough.
One is stretched and one is not.
Is that what it is?
That's speculation.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out because we're gonna get
hearsay.
Yeah, we're gonna get a Bangora and we'll have to figure that out. We'll ask questions. What else you got?
I've been seeing the comments popping up and I just haven't been paying any attention to them today. The ADHD is bad today. I think it has to do with the color you're wearing.
Some Ritalin.
It's the color you're wearing.
The color?
Yes, because I can't read it against your shirt in the video, so I just ignore it. Like, no.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to struggle.
Jimmy asks, when will America make a low crown instead of all bucket hats?
They do make a low crown.
They make, so the standard, like I said, standard crown height among the industry, across the industry, is a 6-inch crown. A lot of companies offer a 5.5-inch crown. That's their quote-unquote low crown. American has one. It's just considered an 86 crown. So instead of on the box, on a felt crown, for example, on a felt hat, for example, instead of it saying 6-0, if it's a hand-shaped, it'll say 86-0. And that just means it's a 5.5-inch lower crown.
So everything American, we said this last week, everything American does is custom to
the store,
the retail store. So the retailer calls up and they say, I want a 10-11 body with a 4.5-inch brim and a 6-inch crown, and I want turquoise. Mm-hmm. Was that three line?
Two cord.
It's two cord. With lambskin. This is not lambskin, but you know, I want a lambskin or I want the Drylex or whatever. So every aspect of this, and they can, what's the other one? Like on her 50-50 where it doesn't have the tassels and it's kind of, that's a bow right there instead.
A 4-line, 9-line, 12-line, 16-line bow. Yeah.
So there are just a bunch of different ways they can order one hat. So everything's custom. And it really just depends on what the retailer wants, what they see is going to be beneficial. What's going to sell
for them?
Yeah. So Joby's got, he's posting some pictures recently of American straws with some really cool ribbons on them, like red and.
Mm-hmm. You know, the name of the dealership on the inside.
Yeah. So yeah, if you order enough Americans, you get your name on the.
Very few stores get that anymore, because it's a production thing.
Yeah. So, there's that. Any more?
No.
Okay.
You get
ask questions, y'all.
Like the stream too, please. If you can, that's going to help us. And I know we're still in the infancy of this.
We little babies.
Yeah. What I was going to tell you earlier is I think when you went off on your tangent about you doing the stream by yourself, I think we're going to start turning this into a podcast as well. So this is just going to be the podcast from now on. We are going to do podcasts with guests too, but
I'm no longer a guest.
No, you're a co-host, bro. But we're gonna take these live streams. I'm going to strip the audio out of them, and I'm going to put them on the podcast server. That way, people can just listen to them if they want to.
Oh, great. More ways to listen to my stupidity. Awesome. Yeah.
So.
Robbie says he's got all kinds of ribbon and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And we change them all the time.
Yeah. And so this is another thing. Joby's hats, best hat, the hat store, you know, these are, you know, there's others too that can do this. These, you know, these guys are
Hello, so doing they this. Do it too.
So yeah, this is another thing. We got to start kind of making a database of everybody who ships internationally, who is capable of making ribbons. Because Joby did that ribbon for my wife's hat, and it's fantastic. Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier. She just ordered a new hat. She found a dress weight natural and fell in love with it. So she's got one of those on the way. So that'll be interesting. I don't know what she's going to do to it. It's going to be crazy. I'm sure she's going to put some ribbons and bows. And I'm envisioning rhinestones, but I hope not.
Do it. Do it.
That would be one for the ladies. You guys, you know, tell your wife that more.
I love fashion.
About.
Okay. Got it. So if you don't know, American makes a dress weight. And what colors that come in? It comes in the evergreen. It comes in natural. You know what else it comes in? It's a thinner body than.
It's a very lightweight hat. It's when I say dress weight, it's a lightweight hat. It's more like that old school fedora you used to see, and it's really thin, really.
Yeah.
I won't say flimsy, but it's not. It's not.
Yeah. So our buddy Kevin Yoon has one that he turned into a Western hat. It's got a 4-inch brim, and he put a cattleman in it and a Western brim. I don't know how he got it to stay because it is a little floppy.
The stiffener.
It is a little floppy. So, you know, you're not going to get the high and tight.
They have real short brims.
Yeah. Yeah. So she likes the 4-inch brim.
Y'all please order some fashion hats. That's the fun stuff for me.
Define polyrope.
Polyurethane rope. Instead of straw, it's polyurethane rope.
There you go. It's a much wider fiber. It's
a thick material.
Where
it's wider.
Where the shantung straw is a really fine fiber and it's woven, I don't know what it's probably 10 times bigger than this. So it's got a really wide weave in it. I would like to have one of those too, man. Same. If I ever get the video done where we were at the American.
I hope they can hear that on camera.
I hope not. But anyway.
I hope they can.
Shut up, Connor.
I'm just because it'll mess with your CDO.
American ever make more flashy headbands like orange or magenta?
Flashy hat. You're talking the bands?
The ribbons? Yeah. The ribbons, right?
They have them. They absolutely have them. It's just, like you say, what the stores order. They have them in stock. I mean, they could make just about anything you want to make. Most stores just don't order it because, well, what good is an orange or a magenta hat band on one of their hats if they're going to sell it? They're going to have to take that band off, cut it off, and put a new one on anyway.
So my wife posted in the American Hat Company enthusiast group probably last Monday picture of her 50-50, and it's got a turquoise ribbon she had them put on it. Okay, there you go. She's posting it. I don't know how to do all that. I could probably put it up picture in picture on the stream, but it's going to take me a long time to do it. I'm sure there's an easier way to do it. I just I've been working on other technical aspects of this, and I haven't got the software figured out yet. But it looks a lot better. As far as I can tell, it looks a lot better than it has in the past. I mean, it's fast. It's not laggy. It's not jumping around. Hopefully the audio sounds good, except for the
I hope road it picks noise. All of it up. I really do.
Shut up, Connor.
Just because I know it'll mess with your CDO.
I'm not gonna dignify that. The response. I can't even.
See, he always thinks he's gonna get me to break. No.
It also says they do custom eyelids. patterns?
Any
idea? Yes. Yeah. Eyelets. You can do patterns with the eyelets. I've seen people do crosses and things like that with eyelets.
When we were at, when I was at Cavender's, they had stencils for the eyelets, the shape of the Brazos River, and like a Texas star. There's all kinds of different ones you could do, and you could do different colored grommets, like a red, white, and blue, or a pink, or whatever. Yep. So that's
not to steal your thunder, Eloso. I'm not trying to steal your thunder, but we do that at Joby's as well. I'm not trying to steal your thunder.
Yeah, but that's so that's
but that's another store that does it as well. A lot of stores don't even want to try it for fear of messing up a hat. So Eloso in Amarillo, Texas, they do eyelets as well.
Well, a lot of people don't even know you can do that. So it's another thing. So if you don't know what you're talking about, the three vent holes on the side of a
little rings that they put in the side.
Think traditional George Strait.
Yep. That's the whole reason I have it in one of my hats, was because it was my first hat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought about doing one of those. What's the American? The
5604.
5604. Yeah. So it's just a plain shantung, solid. Yeah. Solid hat. I thought about doing one of those. There's no venting in it at all. I thought about doing one just straight up George Strait in American. I
think please, because that way you can sweat through it and understand why you're always making fun of me.
Okay.
Can you do custom orders if I want a specific felt hat with 5-inch brim from it?
Through American, so to do that, you would have to actually deal with the retailer. You'd have to go to your nearest retailer and actually place an order through them.
You are a retailer. I think he's talking about Joby's.
I don't know if he's talking about me, so I'm just assuming he's not. I don't want to sound egotistical.
Okay.
Find the nearest American retailer, and you can actually order through that retailer, and they'll place an order for you for a special made hat.
Some of them will.
Some of them will. Look, if they order enough. Now,
here's the hard truth of it. If you're dealing with a Western store and they say, look, we've got an order, they told us it's going to be 2 years, go to another one, because somebody who's getting 600 hats a month is going to be able to get you that hat in a couple of months, not 2 years.
Exactly.
So you go to a high volume store, you're going to have much better luck doing a special order.
But yes, you can order, you can special order from stores straight from the factory and get closer to what you want.
Yeah. And you get your name put in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Fancy, fancy.
Fancy, fancy. I don't even have one with my name in the,
I do.
I'm going to.
Get on my level.
You're nowhere near my level. Yes.
IQ level, Jared maybe.
Martin says, just got my black 30S residential shade by Joby Pants. I drove over 2 hours there. It was well worth it. It's a phenomenal shape.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but Jared drove over 2 hours to Joby's to get his hat shaped. And that happens all the time. Like, there are people who fly in to Joby's.
Let's put him on the spot. Do you remember who shaped it? That way we can give credit to the hat shaper. That'd be kind of cool.
Blake Evans, how long is the wait on a custom through Joby?
Joby's going to tell you 6 months. Probably. It ain't going to be that long.
Don't say that.
I mean, I can say it because blame me.
Him, not me. I just
Joby's
going
to tell you 6 months. It's not going to be that long.
Joby did.
Okay. Well, I mean.
If you drive 2 hours.
His name's on the building, so I would hope. Yeah. I know he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He's been shaping as long as I've been alive, so.
Clay Evans wants to come from Georgia.
Bring it on. Let me know when you're coming. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Anybody that wants to come to Joby's, Tuesday.
Yeah, he's not there on Tuesdays. So
I'm not good with people. Tuesday.
All right. We've got an hour in already. We're going
to
have to.
In all fairness, it's all jokes. We don't want people getting the wrong idea.
Yeah, no.
It's all jokes. Don't ever take me serious.
We got any more questions before we.
No.
I mean, I see comments coming in.
Yeah.
I can't read them because, color. I know that sounds stupid, but it messes with my ADHD. Shut up. What?
JP says,
I don't
want a white guy
jumping
my hat.
Yeah. There it is.
Well, you're in luck at Joby's then, because there's only one of us.
There it is. All right, guys. Hey, really appreciate you guys sticking around and watching the stream. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, we will have... I've got some stuff in the mail, so hopefully it'll be noticeable that next week is a little bit better than this week. And
what did you order?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. But we got a bunch of stuff coming. Stuff for the microphones and stuff. So and an extra battery for the camera. That way we can go like 3 hours and not have to worry about it. Or we could plug directly in. I got
to. Great, because it's going to take me 3 hours and I have to do all this crap by myself.
So the reason we went to that horrible camera that we were using the last couple of weeks is because we were able to go direct into the computer and not have to worry about batteries dying. These cameras look better. They're a lot more finicky and harder to use and get the settings perfect. And they eat batteries. I got about 90 minutes max on this particular battery. And so we kind of bought some stuff that allow us to plug this in, and hopefully. But anyway, thanks for watching. Please like the stream and follow us on YouTube, Facebook. You know, it really helps. We'll see you next week. Thanks. Oh. Say goodbye, Connor. Oh. Say thank you.
Bye, y'all. Y'all have a good evening. Thank y'all.